say you have a ranch. Tell me about that. About the cattle. What do you do? Do you have any way of calling them?
Of calling them? Yes, yes. I call them with the horn or my pickup, you know. I honk and they come. Especially, you know, when they get used to feed, you know. You feed them those pellets, they call them. You throw them on the ground, you know, small cubes, you know. They feed. And they get used to eat those, you know. And when they see you or you honk, you know, they come running.
To get this?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear any calls that people would use?
Well, yes, yeah, some people call them.
Do you know any?
Sir?
Do you know any calls?
People? Well, they call them like cow or something like that, you know.
In Spanish?
In Spanish, yes. Yeah.
So how would you say that?
Baca.
You say it once or?
Oh, you say several times, you know, say out loud. And they usually, when they get used to hearing it, you know.
They would come like
yeah,
the horn.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do when your cows are about to have a baby calf? What do you say they're going to do?
They're going to drop a calf.
Tell me about that. If you have a cow that's going to drop a calf, what do you call them when the calf is first born? Do you call the male and the female something different?
You mean on the calves? Yeah, the bull calf and the heifer calf.
How long do you refer to a female as a heifer calf?
Oh, about a year, I guess.
What do you call them then?
You call them a heifer or a bull.
Does a cow stay a heifer?
Does a cow stay heifer? No. After it brings a calf, it's not a heifer anymore.
What do you call it then?
Cow.
Well, now, you refer to a bull. Do you ever call a bull anything else? Or any other word for a bull?
No, sir.
What? How do you round them up?
With horses sometimes, you know.
You use the horses?
Yes.
Tell me about that, about using the horses.
Well, you got about three men with horses, you know, and they put them in the pen.
You put the cows in the pen?
Yes.
Where do you keep the horses?
At the ranch.
You have a what do you keep them in?
I have a smaller place where I keep them in. They call it a trap or smaller, say about 20 acres or 5 acres. Or.
And you call it a trap?
That's what they call it.
That's where you
trap.
Keep the horses.
Trap, yeah.
So if it's 20 acres, well, to me that's a lot of land. But I guess that'd be a small place on a ranch. So, is there any place with a roof over it that the horses can get in?
No.
What do they need to get out of the sun?
Get out of the sun. They get underneath the tree or something.
What do you call it, the female horse?
Female? What do you call a female horse?
In Spanish, it's fine.
In Spanish, they call them yeguas. Yegua.
Would you ever call them in English, or would you always?
Well, this is a name for a man in English too. You know, I can't remember.
It's a
man.
Mare,
yeah. Yes.
What do you call the male?
Male, you call a gelding, a horse. You know.
Now, are there any other words you call a male horse? Anything else you've ever heard?
Not that I can remember.
What about if it's not a gelding? If you keep it?
You call him stud.
Any other words for stud?
Not that I can remember now.